14 and goes to verse 30. But briefly, it's a story of a man who went on a journey and entrusted some of his possessions to some of his house servants. Okay, and so to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. And as you'll remember the story, when he came back, the one who had 5 talents had doubled it to 10. The one who had 2 had doubled it to 4. The one who had 1 had done nothing with it. And so he still just had 1. And listen to what the master said to him. Matthew 25, and then reading at verse 26. It says there, his master replied, "You wicked, lazy servants, so you knew that I had harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him." That's what he says to the guy who didn't do anything. So that doesn't sound very good, but think of the other two. The one who had 5 and made 10, the one who had 2 and made 4. Verse 21, to the one who had 5, he said, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." And then verse 23, to the man who had 2, the master says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Did you notice the intriguing thing about verse 21 and 23? They were identical. Now, in our society, if somebody got 5 more and somebody else got 2 more, we'd say to the one who had 5, "Good job." And we'd say to the other one, "All right, yeah, you did all right." You know, like we would build up the one who, in our eyes, was successful. But here, the master says exactly the same thing to both of them because they both were faithful with what they had. And so the first thing that we need to see that God requires of us is that he wants us just to be us, to be faithful to him with what we have, with what he has given us. We need to see that what God wants is not for us necessarily to be the best, but to be our best and to be faithful to him. So he calls us, you know, to be us, but he calls us to be true in that. A verse from the book of Daniel. Daniel is a book that's, again, his story is very familiar to us. He killed Daniel. His story, I mean, in brief, is he was one of a number of young men of Israel who were taken away to Babylon in the captivity. He emerged from the crowd as one who was distinguished, capable, yet who had strong character. And the other princes became jealous of him and sought to find some way that they could trip him up. And in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4, here's what they say. The administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel and his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Isn't that a nice verse to read? Wouldn't you like somebody to be able to read that, something like that, about you one day? There was nothing that they could find wrong. Faithfulness to God means that on the outside, it reflects what it is inside. And that was the case with Daniel. He was faithful, and it reflected the man he was inside, a man of character and quality. And despite what happened in his life, he saw it through. He kept going and doing what God wanted him to do. I was reading a story about a man who lived in 80 or 90 years ago, a man named Clarence Jordan, a fellow who had earned 2 PhDs, one in agriculture and one in Hebrew and Greek, so 2 very different fields. A man who was so gifted he could have done probably just about anything that he wanted to do. But what he chose to do was to serve the poor in Christ's name. And so he founded a farm in Georgia in the early 40s where the poor black folks of the area and the poor white folks of the area worked and farmed and lived together. And as you might suspect, in that era, there was people who were dead set against what was happening, and they didn't like what he was doing. They tried everything they could to stop him. They boycotted him. They slashed the workers' tires when they came to town, that kind of thing. And in the story that I read, it says for 14 years they opposed him and harassed him. They just kept doing this. In 1954, the Ku Klux Klan decided to make one more push and to get rid of this guy out of their area. And so they came in the middle of the night with guns and torches, and they set fire to every building on the whole farm except for the one that he was living in. They chased off all the families except for his. The next day, a reporter came to see, because I'd heard about this, came to see what remained of the farm. Excuse me. And the ground was scorched, and the buildings were all mostly down to the ground. And the reporter found this man, Clarence Jordan, out in the field, hoeing and planting. And he spoke to him, and Jordan recognized his voice as one that he had heard the night before. And he spoke to him and said, "I heard the awful news of your tragedy, and I came to do a story about the closing of your farm." And he just kept on hoeing and planting, despite more and more prods from the newspaper men. Finally, he said, I should read it here, "Dr. Jordan, you got two of them PhDs, and you've got put 14 years into this farm, and now there's nothing left at all. Just how successful do you think you've been?" And he replied, "I don't think you understand us Christians. What we are about is not success. What we are about is faithfulness." And he went back and started hoeing and planting. He saw it through. He was faithful. And that's what God calls us to do. As we face a new year and it's daunting before us, the world is not in a good spot, God calls us to be faithful. And that needs to be our New Year's resolution, to be faithful to him. He calls us to be his servants and his stewards. Excuse me. We have a job to do. He's given the resources to be able to do it. We don't need to worry about whether we're successful or rich or talented or intelligent or any of those other things. What we need to do is we need to be faithful. We need to be ourselves. We need to be true. We need to be people of character, and we need to see it through while we look to Jesus. Let me pray. Father in heaven, again, we thank you for the truth that we can look to you and you can help us in all things. In the midst of trying to change our lives to be more like yours, in the midst of so much that we're not able to do, help us to see that you are the basis we need in our life. Not doing things in and of our own strength, but we need to do it in your strength, and that's when a difference will be made. So, Father, we thank you that that can be because of Jesus. And it's in his name that we gather here today. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Well, I get the music team.